One more time, today is Tuesday, October the 28th, and I welcome each and every one of you on behalf of my pastor, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, to Global Time with Christ Jesus. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I am going to be your lead for the next half an hour, and I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice to join us in lifting up the name of the Lord and bringing your petition, bringing your testimony, sharing with us what God has done for you this morning. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that you are the one and only living God. We come before you this morning, Father, knowing that you are Jehovah. You are the revealing one, the one who is now and always has been. We come to you this morning, Father, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. You promise us new mercies each day, Father, and we thank you that we could stand on your promise that you have given us new mercy this morning. We come before you, Lord, because we know that you are the God of our life. We know that you are Jehovah, the revealing one. We know that you are El Shaddai, you are the God of more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for all our needs. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. We come to you this morning, Lord, knowing all who you are in our life. And we trust you this morning, Lord, that you would reveal your presence here on this line this morning. That when we call on you, Lord, we could be assured, and we know that you will answer us. We come before you this morning asking you to wash us one more time in your blood, to forgive us for our sins, Lord, because we all have sins and come short of your glory. So this morning, Father, we ask that you renew our spirit, you cleanse our heart. Help us to come on this line this morning with a pure heart, trusting you and knowing that you would answer our prayer. In Jesus' name I pray, and I declare that it is so. Amen. Once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is the time when we get together 6 o'clock every morning, Monday to Friday, lifting up the Lord, bringing our petition before Him and trusting Him, because we know that in this time we could trust in no one and nothing else but our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, my name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. We know the protocol is that you are free to intervene at any time. You just press 1 and your voice would be heard, and you could go forth with your praise report, your prayer request, your exhortation, your word of encouragement. You are free to intervene at any time. This morning I would like to share a few scriptures with you before we go forth. And one of the scriptures is John, 1 John chapter 1, verses 7. First, and the first epistle of John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. But if we walk in the light, He is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is my word of encouragement to you this morning, that we all have sins and come short of the glory of God, but if we confess our sin and believe in Him, He is a God that would forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. This morning, I have some prayer requests that people have asked for prayers, for prayer for their lives. We know that there's so much going on around us and in the world. Some of us believe that even though it's not directly concerning us, that we should just go about our business. But even though it's not directly concerning us, the scripture says we ought to pray for all men. And when we pray, we not only pray for ourselves, but we pray for everything and anything that is going on in the world, because we are in the world. We are not off the world. We are in the world. And most of what go on internationally and nationally will affect us in one way or the other. So this morning, I would like us to start off by praying for the poor. And when I say the poor, I know that God has promised us that when we, even if we consider ourselves poor, we are rich in Him. For He has promised us that in Psalm 140:12, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. He has also promised us that He has established the poor so that their spiritual and physical needs are met by Him. So, Father, this morning we come lifting up the poor and needy. We know, Lord, that you have created us all equal. But because of world society, we have made class, Lord, that have considered many people poor. But you have promised us that even though we are poor, we are rich in you, because you are all things to us. We lift up those, Father, who are spiritually and physically in need, that you would meet their need with dignity and stability. Lord, that you will release them from the cycle of poverty. You will release them from the cycle of oppression and despair. And that you will reverse every curse of poverty, every curse of lack, every curse of want and despair, Lord, that you would reverse it and multiply their blessings, Lord, that you will provide for their every need. Father, that you would walk with them and you would let them know that you are the one and living God. You created everything, and everything belongs to you. Father, I pray that we the fortunate ones, would encourage, will share, will spread our fortunate opportunities, Lord, to those who are less fortunate than us. That, Lord, we would think about people in other countries, people in other states, who are hungry, who are homeless, who wear but the same clothes every day going in and going out. Father, that we lift them up before you this morning. There are people in our immediate community, Lord, who doesn't know where their next meal would come from, who cannot feed their children, who are unable, Lord, to provide for their family. This morning, Lord, we lift them up before you. And we ask, Lord, that your mercy and your grace will prevail. That we would see the need, Lord, to pray daily for these people. And that when we encounter with them, Lord, that we would not just turn away, but we would seek your face to give us the wisdom, the knowledge and the understanding how to go about helping and being a blessing to the poor and to the less fortunate. Father, open our eyes so that we would not only be concentrating on what we have and what we need and what we want, but we will also, Lord, ask you to open our eyes and open our hearts to see the need where it is needed. Father, and I come to you this morning asking you to bless with your spirit, bless with your love, with your peace, with your joy, not only material things, Lord. Some people are poor in spirit. Some people are despair and desperate and hopeless. And we come this morning, Lord, asking for your touch, that you will touch your people, that we who are on this line this morning will cry out to you, Lord, because you have promised us that if your people who are called by your name will turn from our wicked ways and cry out to you, you will heal the land, you will heal poverty, you will heal sickness, you will heal, you will bring hope, Lord. You will take away the despair that is causing people to commit suicide. You will take away the despair that is causing people to turn on each other. This is my prayer this morning, Lord. And I know and I declare that you are listening to us and you are opening up your heart towards your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, if you have any prayer requests, any praise report, or anything that you would like to share with us, just press 1 and you would be on stream. The next request that I have a prayer request here, and it is for convict prisoners, men and women who been incarcerated and is out or is about to be released. We know of some men who are waiting their time. Some of them are in halfway home, men and women, and are waiting their time to be, quote unquote, free again. But we know that when you have been incarcerated or you have been in prison for a while, and the prison system say that they set you free, but in reality, most of them are still imprisoned in their mind, because they have so much to deal with, so much that society look at them as nothing. Jobs are hard for them to come by, and I just want to pray. I just want us to pray to lift up these men and women, that their lives will be not only physically straightened out, but their soul and their spirit, that they would encounter a blessing from God that will lead them in the right direction. Father, we come to you this morning in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I come to you this morning lifting up these men and women who have been imprisoned, have been incarcerated physically, and are now out in society. But Lord, they need you. They need your guidance. They need your protection. They need your peace. Father, I pray that you will touch them and that you would guide them and that you would lead them in the right direction, that you will place people in their path to help them to return to society. Father, most of them are not saved, and I ask that I seek salvation for them and their family. Father, I pray that they will hear the gospel, that you will put people in their path that will speak and pray hope into their life, that they would hear the gospel and follow Christ, that you will provide places that they would be able to fellowship with other believers. Father, I pray that you would protect them from violence and forces of spiritual evil. I rebuke every generational curse, Lord. The curse of alcohol, of drugs. Lord, some of them were drug addicts. Some of them were alcoholic. Lord, I pray that on their release, that you will deliver them from their past. Lord, those that have families, those that have spouse, those that have children, Lord, that you will unite them in your name, Jesus, that you will help these families that they have come out to, Lord, that you will show them the way to reconnect with society and to reconnect with their families. Father, I pray that you will protect them, that you will sustain them, you will provide for their every need. You will provide and honor them in every way, Lord, that the released prisoners will find strength and wisdom to live an abundant life. I pray, Lord, that you would guide them into the knowledge of you, Lord, that you will put people in their path to minister to them, to minister to their family, Lord, that they would know that there is hope in you and that they would know that they are not condemned by you, but they are men and women that you have created and that you love, that, Father, we would be able to minister to them and let them know that no matter what they did or no matter what they went to prison for, that you have forgiven them and that you will forgive them if they turn their life over to you. Father, my prayer this morning is that the men of Harbor House, that you will continue touching them, that you will continue ministering to them, Lord, that those who have accepted you as the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will keep them, that you will watch over them, that you will provide for their every need in the hour of darkness, Lord, that they will call upon you and they will seek you for their deliverance. They will seek you for the sustenance, Lord. Father, I know that every one that you have chosen, that you will keep.
Yes.
And every one that you have, that have given their heart to you, Lord, that you are able to see them through whatever the enemy brings before them. Father, I pray that you cover them in your blood and that you bless them and that you watch over them, that you encourage their spirit, Lord, that they would know that there's hope in you and that with you all things are possible. Father, those who have already returned to society and have given their life to you, that you will keep them, Lord, that when they stumble, they would know that they could get up and come back and call on you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
That when they make mistakes, Lord, that they would not just turn away, but they would come back to you and ask you for forgiveness and ask you to keep and watch over them, Lord. Provide for them in every way, Lord. Those who are seeking home, Lord, that you will provide a home for them. Those who are seeking reconciliation with their children, with their wife, with their family and their loved ones, that you will reunite them, Lord, and that they would be an example to other incarcerated people, that you would let them be a light, Lord, that you will use them, Lord, that you will use their past life, Lord.
Yes.
To let others know that you are
Amen.
Able to restore, that you are a God of restoration, Lord. Father, I thank you for what you have already done in their lives, and I pray and I ask that you will continue to bless them, you will continue to keep them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, you are free to press 1 and to come in with any prayer request, any praise report that you have on your heart. The next prayer request is for we seeking God for marriages. We know that the enemy is making havoc with marriages, and marriages is what build up the family, and right now it is such a sad state of affair that the devil is taking the minds of people and distorting what marriage is about. We know that God created Adam and Eve, and no matter what society what society create in their own mind and in their own way of marriages, we know that a marriage is between a man and a woman.
Amen.
And we want to pray this morning that marriage would be honored. Hebrews 13:4 says marriage should be honored by all. And that means a marriage between a man and a woman. And the enemy is coming between marriages. Even Christian marriages are falling apart. So this morning we would like to pray and ask God to secure marriages. Father, would anyone like to take that up, or else I would go ahead and... Okay, Father, we come to you this morning seeking you for marriages, Lord. Father, you in your word declare that marriage is honorable. And we come before you this morning rebuking every distorted image that the world and that the devil have created for marriage. Father, we come before you this morning thanking you for those who have honored your word and have taken up the ministry of marriage, because marriage is a ministry, Lord. We thank you for steady marriages that reflect your faithfulness and your beauty. Father, we pray especially for marriages which are strained to the point of breaking or falling apart, that you will bring hope and help, that you will heal the broken heart, that you will restore intimacy, Lord, for every marriage, that you will refresh and renew, reunite those that are on the brink of breaking up, Lord. Father, we ask that you will refresh and reintroduce you in the marriage, Lord, that you would be the head of the marriage, Lord. Father, we pray and we ask that you would bring forgiveness. We rebuke the spirit of unforgiveness. We rebuke the spirit of resentment. We rebuke the spirit of unfaithfulness. We rebuke the spirit of adultery. In the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you would reunite, that you would bring back the love and the adoration for each other that had started off with this marriage, Lord, because each marriage starts off with love. Father, I pray and I ask that you will restore, that you will rekindle every marriage that is falling apart, that or in the process of going through a divorce, that you will restore, Lord. You are the God of restoration.
Amen.
And we ask, Lord, that you will intervene. Yes. You created marriage, Lord, and you created everything that is good, and marriage is good.
Yes.
And we come before you this morning lifting up all these marriages that we know, even those that we don't know about, Lord, that you will bring back, the rekindle the love. Father, we pray for the children who are involved in these marriages, Lord, that you would keep their mind, that you would cover them in your blood, that you would cover their minds and cover their heart and cover their eyes from the negative things that they are experiencing through broken marriages and through failing marriages, Lord. We know that it is the children, Lord, it's the children that get the hardest end of divorce and of broken life. So, Father, we come before you this morning. You are the revealing one. You are Jehovah. And we call on you this morning, Lord, to heal marriages. Heal and to restore, Lord. Father, those who are seeking marriage, we pray, Lord, that they would take this step seriously and that they would the Christian men and women who are seeking marriage, Lord, will get into your word and would know, Lord, that they have to look for spouse and they have to look for mate that are evenly yoked with them, because you said, Lord, that the house divided cannot stand. And if we are saved and we are looking for a mate or a spouse anywhere other than through you, Lord, help us to know, Lord, that you have promised that you would bless us with honorable spouses, with honorable mates, Father. So I also bring before you those who are seeking marriage, those who are looking for a mate, and that you would bring the right person for them, Lord. Father, I thank you for the marriages that are intact. I thank you for the marriages that reflect your faithfulness and your beauty. I thank you for the marriages that are strong in you, Jesus, that you will strengthen these marriages, Lord, that you will continue blessing them, that you will continue keeping them and watching over them, and that their marriage will be an example, Lord, to other failing marriages. These I ask in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, you are free to intervene at any time with your praise report, your prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. I hear a voice. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, saints. I thank God for this day. I thank God for all of us who are present before Him, and that we are all alive on this day. Only by God's grace and His mercy, so we give Him thanks in everything that we do. We give Him thanks. I would also like to thank God for my first granddaughter, second grandchild, but my first granddaughter, her name is Naya. I just thank God for her, that He's keeping her, that He's watching over her. And I would like to lift her up in prayer this morning, because we know that the enemy is not pleased when he sees especially young people, or anyone, but especially young people, you know, following after the Lord. And I'd just like to ask for prayer for her this morning. Her name is Naya.
Okay, this is Sister Jennifer.
Yes,
good morning. Since, would you like to do that, since, you know, it's your granddaughter, and we will touch and agree with you that God will keep Naya and that God will bless Naya, and to be that young woman that He wants her to be. So would you like to do that, since it's...
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before you pray, can I add Jeremiah and Kylie? Okay,
Jeremiah and Kylie.
Yes.
Kylie.
Okay.
And you said they're also young people.
Yes, they're young. Yes. They're the little ones. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Lord, we come before your presence, O God, with praise, and into your courts with thanksgiving, because you are a great and mighty God. And so, Lord, this morning we humbly bow before your throne of grace, giving you thanks and praise and honoring your name. Lord, you said to suffer the little children to come unto you, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Almighty God, today you also said in your word that you will reveal unto your babes and the sucklings. This morning, Father, we bring Jeremiah, Naya, and I don't remember the other child's name, but we bring these young people over.
Kelly.
Perry, Perry, Jeremiah, Naya. Those are the names, Lord, that we have in mind at this time. Lord God, but all young people everywhere, Lord God, that are in a place where they hear and they know about you. Yes, Lord God, and you place your hand upon them. Father, we lift them and lift them to you this morning. Oh, God, today, and we pray today that you continue, Lord God, to watch over them, that you keep their minds stayed on you. Yes, Father God, that you encourage their hearts, Lord God, that they wouldn't be affected by peer pressure from those that they're associated with. Lord God, today, but that they would keep associating themselves with you and the things concerning you. Yes, Lord God, today, we pray that you place a hedge of protection around them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and continue to strengthen them in your word, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to watch over them, that the enemy will not have his way over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, today you say to train up a child in the way that they should go, so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. So we thank you, Lord God, today for the parents of these children, Lord God, that they are training them up in the way that they should go. Father God, yes, today we pray that you continue to give them the wisdom that they need to guide and direct these children, yes, Lord, yes, God, in a life of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, today for them. I thank you, Lord God, also for little Micah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to keep your hands upon them. Yes, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit, oh God, surround them in the name of Jesus. Protect them from harm and danger. Yes, Lord God, seen and unseen. Yes, Lord God, today, pour out your Spirit as you said in your word, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you thanks for them, Lord God. We give you praise this morning. But when we think about children, oh God, that don't know, that don't know anything about you, Lord, we give thanks for them. Yes, God, because they could have been in a situation where they were serving another God. But Lord God Almighty, we thank you that they know you, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, God, we thank you this morning for them. We praise your name, Lord. We just pray today that they would keep their focus upon you. Yes, Lord God, and that your will be done in them and through them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. It is done.
Thank you, Lord.
And,
thank you, Lord.
I would just like to share, since we are praying for children and for the young people, I would just like to read a little. It's saying, for homecoming and for many prodigals, many of us have children, or we know of children who have run away, who have left home, and I cannot imagine. Well, I had experienced it with my son, and it's not a nice thing for a mother to have to bear, especially when a young child. Because I consider you, once you're under 18, you're a child. Even over 18, I consider you a child. Because
mm-hmm.
We have some young people at 21, 22, and they still act like children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most heart-rending thing for your child to leave home at the age of 13, 14, 15. And knowing that you have provided a home for them, and they turn away from all that you were so hard, is one of the burdens that I wouldn't wish on no mother or father. And I was just going to Isaiah 64:5, say, lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice. So we also have to pray for these runaway children, these children who have some children, they go and you won't see them for days. I have experienced that, and some mothers will go looking for them, and it's not a nice thing. Also, remember the story of the prodigal son. Some people think, well, you know, okay, they go on their way. I provided everything, and they choose to go. I'm not gonna even bother. You write them off, and no, if the prodigal son father had written him off, he wouldn't have known that, okay, I could go back home. So we also have to pray for the parents or for us who think, well, okay, they choose their own way and let them go. Yes, sometimes you have to administer tough love, but we still have to pray for them. We still have to show them the love when they come around. We still have to let them know that we love them so that when they choose to come home, they won't be, okay, where do I go? My mother don't want me. My father don't want me. Where should I go? We should still have that open heart, that son or daughter, you're free to come home to me at any time. Okay, so that is my take on that. We have to pray for our prodigal sons and daughters, and not only our biological sons and daughters. They are prodigal sons and daughters of other families. And we have to continue praying and asking God to bring them back home. And when they bring them back home, that we would show the love.
We have to also remember
we
that
have
that's
a
just
yes, go ahead.
What we have to also keep in mind is that that is what Jesus Christ does for us on a daily basis. You know, he has his arms outstretched moment by moment, not even just daily. He has his arms outstretched. He's waiting for each and every one of us because we do things every day, and he forgives us and he takes us back into his arms lovingly, applying his grace and his mercy towards us. So how can we do less when we are so much, you know, the same? We have received his grace and his mercy. We have been prodigal many times over, and he does it for us.
That's right. We are prodigal sons and daughters all the time, and we come back to him, and he are always there with outstretched arms. So we have a few minutes if nobody else have.
I would just like to interject that, Sister Christine, not only do kids that run away, the ones that are being abducted. People are, ladies, and even abducting young men. So we have to consider those two that being taken away without
their
family. Not running away, but people that are being abducting these children.
Yes.
Remember those
children? Yes, that's the floor.
They brainwashed their minds. They will feel like they have.
So we have to remember all these young people, all children in prayer, because as you say, Sister Florence, some of them are involuntarily taken away from their home, taken away from their family.
Nest up off the street.
We have to continue praying and remembering them every day. Not just one prayer line prayer and that's it. But every day we have to remember our children and pray. I would like to just thank everyone for participating this morning and for taking the time to come out on the prayer line this morning. I know that God will honor each and every one of us that make the effort. Those of you who have not voiced your prayer request, I pray that God will answer and God will keep and watch over you. I have the benediction for this morning is taken from Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I pray that each and every one of you have a blessed and victorious day, and that no matter what comes before you, remember that he is Jehovah. He is our God. He is the one that is in control of everything, good and bad.
Yes, he is. Amen.
So God bless each and every one of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you or to hearing you 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Praise
Have
God.
A blessed day, each one.
You too. Be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.